Hey man, welcome back to another episode. I still want to thank all y'all for the support. It's been crazy. Make sure you all follow me on, subscribe to YouTube, comment on YouTube, like YouTube, share this, like this, support this, share it, all this. But today's episode is going to be on the Patrick Mahomes crazy deal. Jamal Crawford finally getting signed back to the NBA. And what is your definition of being happy? So let's get the podcast started. All right, so Patrick Mahomes, 10-year, $477 million, up to $510 million, or was it $500 million fat? Something like that. But he, don't get, people are getting confused. He ain't the first person to ever get a 10-year contract. He's the first person to get a contract this big because he has the biggest sports contract. He has the biggest contract in sports history. But he's the first person to get a 10-year contract. Michael Vick had one. Dante Culpepper had one. Drew Bledsoe had one. That's if people don't know who Drew Bledsoe is. That's a quarterback that was there playing before Tom Brady. Dante Culpepper played in Minnesota with Chris Carter and Randy Moss. Everybody know who Michael Vick is. And who else had a 10-year contract? Donovan McNabb had a 10-year contract. It's one more person, I believe. And Brett Favre. So you can see the talent. As far as this black quarterbacks who had one, to be honest with you, but you see the talent that it can bring. You got a Dante Culpepper, even though he's not one of the most known players and he didn't have the greatest career. He's only played 10 years in the league, but Dante Culpepper, he had a couple good seasons where he was a dog. Like, he would have like 4,500 passing yards, 4,500 rushing yards, 20, 30 touchdowns, like 10, 11 picks. You had Michael Vick, who was a trendsetter, who changed the NFL. You know, he had his problems. He's still one of the most recognized and beloved athletes of all time, even though he's one of the most hated athletes of all time as well. You got Brett Favre, the man who played until he's like 40, played forever. Everyone loves him. Everybody got tired of him coming out of retirement. But Brett Favre, you have Donovan McNabb, who's one of the most underrated quarterbacks. Even though he didn't win in the big time and then come up clutch, Donovan McNabb still one of the most underrated quarterbacks to ever play this game. And Drew Bledsoe, I don't really know too much about Drew Bledsoe. I know he's a good quarterback. And even after he got that scary injury where Tom Brady took his spot, even he, when he came back for a playoff game in the AFC the year Tom Brady won a championship. One year Tom Brady won a championship, he came in and won the game. Even he went to Buffalo the following year. Even when he was like, it was his last Pro Bowl, he still went to the Pro Bowl one year in Buffalo. So that's not an easy thing to do. So it's got a lot of hype to live up to. But Patrick Mahomes is a transcendent talent. And I'm surprised he even signed a 10-year deal, to be honest, because I thought they stopped doing 10-year deals after Michael Vick, to be honest, because it just didn't make sense. It really don't make sense to sign a 5 to 7 year deal for an NFL player, definitely since your career can be cut so short. I'm surprised a lot of NFL players don't do the 1 or 2 year deal. I mean, I see why they don't, because NFL is, any given day is promised that your life can change, your whole NFL career can change. So he still got 140 something million guaranteed, even if he get hurt. So that's not bad at all. That's one of the highest contracts in the league right there by itself, even if he get hurt. But I'm surprised he didn't sound like a 1 or 2 year deal, just like basically like a franchise tag, but at the long run, it helps him and the team because he's still getting that bag, and the team, it helps them with the salary cap situation. But however, the contract is a 10-year extension worth $450 million. That's basically $45 million per year. And it can be up to worth $503 million for 10 years. And that's a value of $50.3 million. But a lot of that is most likely based on incentives and what he can do, such as MVPs, All-Pros, maybe like playoff success, so far and so forth. So, I mean, it's still a huge, huge, huge contract. Because he's still, even with this year, he's only making about $2-3 million. So you got to put that into account too, because it's an extension, not a brand new contract. It's an extension from whatever he was making, plus from his rookie contract that he still was on. So I wonder how this is going to affect the rest of the team. Because usually when a quarterback makes a lot of money like this, even though a quarterback made no money like this, but usually when a quarterback finally gets his own his big contract. And they usually, the team usually falls off. It's just been very, very few teams that made the Super Bowl even have playoff success like that. The only teams that has been, it's been Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and I think Aaron Rodgers, like the only player, the only quarterbacks to have still, and Drew Brees to still have success after, and Ben Roethlisberger to have like success, make the playoffs consistently, and still have that huge, huge contract. So I wonder how, because the Chiefs do still do have a lot of young players on the team. Cause they still got to play Reed. They still got to pay Nicole Hardman. They got some. They still got running backs they need to pay. They got linemen, defensive linemen. Chris Jones still got to get paid. They got to work on that second. It's like they still have a lot of issues they still have to work on. So hopefully they can. And they got to protect Patrick Mahomes now. They have to protect him. If they don't, It's gonna be a waste of value, but he still is gonna get his $140 million guaranteed. That's guaranteed no matter what happens. If he don't play another down of football, he gonna get that $140 million. It just depends on when he gonna get. He's still gonna get that $140 million regardless. But congrats to Patrick. That's a crazy contract. He deserves it. He might have a chance of being the greatest quarterback or the greatest football player of all time with so much talent that he have. But next topic is Jamal Crawford and the NBA in whole. Might finally get this man a contract. Even though I know Jamal Crawford old, can't play no defense, that man still dropped 50. I mean, he was with the Suns. He still dropped 50 in his last game playing with the Suns. Like, it might not mean nothing, but you still got to have some type of talent to drop 50. Because that, if he did it, anybody in the NBA would drop, be able to drop 50 on their last game. So, I don't see why he wasn't really signed with nobody. Because anybody could use him, give him 7-10 minutes. Or he's just a veteran off the bench that you can have on your team. But maybe he didn't want to sign for that. Who knows? But I'm glad to see Jay Crawford, one of the best top five ball handlers in the league. People forget how much of a dangerous scorer he is. Like, and then definitely if you play 2K, you know when he playing on that Clippers team, man, Jamal was unstoppable. But like, but if you remember them days, 2K13, what that 2K12, 2K13 days, right? Jamal went stupid. He like one of the only players to score 50 points with like, I think like four or five different teams. Something crazy. Like, or like every team he done played with. I think like Golden. He done played with a lot of teams. I think it was like Golden State, the Hawks, New York, Phoenix. He done played with a lot of teams. I ain't finna try to think of all the teams Jamal Crawford played for. Just know he done score 50 points. I think it was just about every team he done played with. Which is great. Besides, I think he played with Minnesota for a minute. I think that's the only team he didn't draw 50 with. I think he played with Minnesota for a quick minute. I believe so. He might even draw 50 with him. Who knows? It's Jamal Crawford. I wouldn't be surprised. But they had a lot of, the Nets had a lot of players sit out. So I don't expect them to do anything, like I said, anyway, beforehand. Even they had everybody, I still didn't really expect them to do nothing like that. Maybe until next year. Depends on how healthy Kyrie and KD come back. But there's a lot of players getting tested. They getting, you seen a lot of people posting like what they eat and they set up and stuff like that, which nobody really care about. See LeBron having. LeBron probably ain't in Orlando. LeBron probably at home somewhere chilling because LeBron and AD probably on some other stuff. But we need NBA to hurry up, start back at the end of this month. Thank God. I can't wait. Oh my God. I'm just so excited. You wouldn't even know that. How I'm ready for NBA. I'm ready for NBA to start back, man. So ready to come to. I've been watching Netflix. I hate watching Netflix. Like, I want to watch NBA basketball. I don't care about watching Netflix. And I mean, I found a couple good shows, but I don't care about that stuff, man. I want to watch basketball. No cap. But final topic is, what is your definition of happiness and what makes you happy? That's a question I want to ask everybody. Like, everybody has a different. Everyone thinks money would make them happy. Everybody thinks love would make them happy. But you can't. You can't love someone else unless you're happy with yourself on the inside, first of all. And you see a lot of them celebrities. I'm not saying money wouldn't make you happy, because I swear money will fix a lot of my problems and make me one happy camper, no cap. But you've seen a lot of these celebrities say they're depressed, or a lot of these athletes or people like that say they're depressed, even though they have tens and 20, 30, 40, 50 millions of dollars, they're still not happy. Because think about it, why you, bro, you don't have as, you got fake people around you, you got all the people around you, but then when you get up, you have so much more pressure on you, you got to take care of everybody, you still got to watch who, the leeches around you, you got to be this perfect person, you can't be somebody that you're not, sometimes you can't even be yourself, Like, you got to make sure everyone around you is taken care of. It's like, it's pressure. Just all that pressure on your shoulders and all that's going on behind. And you got to work harder than everybody else. You got to keep going crazy at your craft. You got to, because people coming after you, you got to look out for people trying to scam you, trying to finesse you, trying to take you for all you worth. Because somebody's always trying to look for a handout in this world. So it's like, no one... So for me though, money would make me happy. I don't know about a lot of people, but money would be a strong part of my happiness. I have other parts too, but I ain't gonna lie, money would be a strong part. And then some people love make them happy. They don't need, because I know a lot of people where they're not the richest people in the world. They don't have the most things in the world, but they have family, they have friends, they have people, they have love around them, and that's all they need. And that's fine with some people. That just make them happy. Some people happy with just having two or three cats and dogs and just living modestly. Some people happy with living lavishly. Some people happy with flexing on Instagram and not flexing on Instagram. Some people happy with just going to work every day and just having a house and having a car and having things to provide for themselves. Some people are happy with working themselves to death and not being steady. I mean, not being complacent. So you have to find within yourself what makes you happy first before you can make anyone else happy. And then second, you're going to be, your whole life is going to be miserable chasing other people's happiness instead of your own. You need to find out what makes you happy as a person, A, and then B, focus on that thing and go crazy with that thing. Because if you don't, you're going to be chasing something for your whole life. And once you get old, if you ever get the chance to grow old, you're just going to be miserable and look back in your life like, wow, I really wasted my whole life chasing something or not going after something that I know that I should have. You don't ever want to live life. Of course, you're going to have regrets in your life regardless, because just certain circumstances in your life going to not allow you to reach what you want to reach. But if you don't work at your craft and work what you do and at least try to figure out and explore, and that's why I hate when people say, oh, just focus on one thing in life. No, focus on as many things as you want to, because the people who, like, it's hard to just focus on one thing as a person, because that means that thing might never bring you success. And then you're going to be like, dang, I really wasted my whole life focusing on one thing and I'm not successful in this thing, or I'm not where I want to be, or I just hate this thing personally. You know, I might make a lot of money or I might don't. You don't want to just focus on one thing in life, because that's just down yourself as a person. You want to have as many avenues for as long as you can. Now, if you have kids and you got certain situations where you only have time to focus on one thing, that's cool. But if you are young or you have the ability to focus on many different things at once, do that. Because you never know. Life is about exploring and about finding out what you like and what you love and what you're good at. Don't ever let somebody tell you, oh, just focus on one thing. Oh, just do one thing and be good at that one thing and then try to find something. No, just do what you want to do. If you have the capability of doing it, don't listen to others, because I have that issue. Because with my parents, my dad and my parents, they try to say, oh, just focus on one thing. Focus on one thing. That's the only thing. You got to be good at one thing in life. No, don't stand under that. Do what you want to do in life. Don't let nobody bring you down. Don't let nobody tell you how to live your life, because people try to live through people and they think they know what's best for people. Parents, grandparents, friends, everybody, they think they know what's best for somebody. And in reality, only you can get advice from people, you can learn from somebody, but nobody can tell you how to live your life the only way you know how to live, because only you got to wake up with decisions you make every day. You have to sit there and you have to wake up with the decisions. You have to live with that. You have to think about that regret. You got to think about them decisions you made. So find what makes you happy, and then you can find your own definition of happy. But hey, man, say, man, that's the end of the podcast. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, send voice messages, subscribe to my YouTube. I said subscribe. Subscribe to my YouTube, all that. But hey, man, say, man, I'm out. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.